practiced hundreds of years. Many men would leave their wives for the holiday of Rosh Hashanah and possibly Yom Kippur. I've heard a joke said, when a person goes to court, they don't take their wife with them necessarily. They bring their attorney, their lawyer, which means the tzaddik. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a time, a special time of connecting with the tzaddik. Gemara says that there are three books that are opened up on Rosh Hashanah: the book of tzaddikim, the book of beinanim, and the book of rishonim. Tzaddikim and rishonim are signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah, which means for them, Rosh Hashanah is like all 10 days of tshuva. That's why the words Rosh Hashanah are bigematria, 10 times Elikim, to show that for the tzaddik, for the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is all 10 days of tshuva rolled into one, these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is called Yom HaRichter, this one long day. This is a special time of a deep closeness to Hashem, and it's a special time where Rabbeinu Zal stressed coming to the tzaddik, and any difficulties that are endured by any members of the family as a result of this, the ones that are going to the tzaddik, any and all difficulties that they endure, and the difficulties that are endured by other family members, we know that the Midrash says, "Lahagid ki yoshar Hashem, tsuri v'lo yavlosa boy." Hashem is righteous, v'lo yavlosa, and doesn't do any wrong. The Midrash says, isn't that the same thing? And the Midrash explains, when a king punishes an individual for having done something against the king decides to put that person in prison for 3 months. But what about that person's wife? What about that person's boss at work? What did they do not to have this person available to them? A human king cannot coordinate that. But we say, Lahagid ki yoshar Hashem. Hashem is yashar to the individual. V'lo yavlo saboyin. There is no ovel, there's no wrongdoing to any and all people associated with that individual. So therefore, we believe Be'emuna Shleima that if there are difficulties endured by family members, by a husband leaving for Rosh Hashanah, that all of this is part of Hashem's plan, and all of this goes on the scale. We know that the Gemara says, Lefum Tzara Agra, according to the pain and difficulty, that's how great the reward is. Any difficulty that a person endures in accomplishing a mitzvah, that's what defines the reward for that mitzvah. We hope and pray that all those husbands who will leave their wives for Rosh Hashanah, both the husbands and the wives and the families and the friends of those families, will receive the special brachas that a person receives by fulfilling the instructions of the tzaddik, the guidance of the tzaddik. Rabbeinu Zal made this more clear than anything else, how important Rosh Hashanah is, and how important Rosh Hashanah is a time for coming to the tzaddik. We should be zeichet to be matzliach in this mission, all of us, and be zeichet to see all the yeshuas and refuas and hatzlachas that all of us need, especially the greatest yeshua, the coming of Moshiach, the Gula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.